Lawrence Parr there in Vaughan Williams' Suite for Viola. Viola, Air on a C-String was presented by Fiona Maddox, with contributions from Pinchas Zuckerman, Maxime Rissanoff, Annette Isselis, Brett Dean and Sally Beamish, with jokes read by Vaughan Savage. And the programme was produced by Mark Schwarzentruber. It was a perfectly normal production for BBC Radio 3 and was first broadcast last July.
On Radio 3, from the BBC Proms, Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle, The Ring of the Nibelung. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Berlin Staatskapelle in the first complete performance of the Ring Cycle in a single prom season. A cast hand-picked from Barenboim's recent Ring Cycles in Berlin and Milan, his first Wagner operas in the United Kingdom. The cycle concludes with Goethe Dämmerung, tomorrow afternoon on BBC Radio 3 at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock, time for the news from Ian Skelly.
The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has condemned the use of force by the authorities in Egypt. Supporters of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, say the security forces killed at least 120 people during overnight protests in Cairo. Many of those killed were shot near a mosque where the Muslim Brotherhood were holding a sit-in protest. An Egyptian television station is reporting that the health ministry says only 38 people were killed. A survey of more than 300 children's social workers suggests that many don't feel confident about tackling the sexual abuse of children online. Almost half said they didn't know how children used social networking sites, which experts say is the most common way paedophiles contact victims online. Spanish police have said the driver of a train that crashed on Wednesday, killing at least 78 people, is so far refusing to answer questions put to him by police. The authorities are now waiting until Francisco Garzon is able to appear in court and be questioned by a judge. A state funeral is being held in Tunisia for the assassinated opposition politician Mohamed Brahmi. Mr. Brahmi, who was shot outside his home on Thursday, was the second opposition activist to be killed in 6 months. Thousands of his supporters lined the streets of Tunis as his coffin passed by under military escort. The Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has threatened to sue the Times newspaper after it published a critical open letter. The paid-for advertisement, which was signed by actors, a historian and a Labour MP, condemned what it called the heavy-handed clampdown of recent protests. Mr. Erdogan said the paper was renting out its pages for money and that the government would pursue legal channels. And the weather for this afternoon, there'll be a mixture of sunny spells and cloud in Scotland, with the far southwest of the country staying sunny. And there'll be heavy rain in the far south of England, with some showers further north. Elsewhere, it'll be cloudy. And that's the BBC News and the weather, 3:30 past one.
And time to rejoin the Radio 3 team live at this year's WOMAD Festival of World Music. Here's Lucy Duran.
Well, I'm looking across a sea of people happily stretched out across a green field under sequoias, giant sequoias. Well, we kept hearing about how it was going to rain, but so far the weather has remained absolutely glorious, and we have some wonderful music coming up. So, welcome to the Radio 3 stage, live from WOMAD 2013 at Charlton Park. From the studio truck, we'll be hearing the magnificent voice and harp of Mauritania's diva Maluma in a special session for just for us. And I'll also be chatting to writer Andy Morgan about his new book, Music, Culture and Conflict in Mali. And we'll hear from the Malawi Mouse Boys as well, who honed their unique style by singing gospel songs on the roadside in Malawi while selling the delicacy of boiled mice. But first, here on stage is one of the great new generation of British-born artists, a sitarist, a young musician all the way from Leicester who plays the classical music of North India, but as you will hear, with a distinctly contemporary flavor. There are six musicians sitting on stage. They're going to play Tera Basant Mukari. So please welcome Rupa Panesar.
Thank you.
Rupa Panesar with her musicians. Just a very quick word with Rupa before you hear more music from her. Rupa and musicians, welcome to the Radio 3 stage. Live on Radio 3. It's wonderful to have you here. And a really interesting collection of instruments. So apart from the tablas and your own sitar, what do we have?
Thank you very much, Lucy. On the right of me, we have Kaviraj Singh, who's playing the santoor, which is a beautiful instrument which has about 100 strings. So there's quite a bit of
and
tuning.
And that's why he's tuning up right now.
He's
that's a lot of strings to tune.
Exactly. And Kaviraj will also be joining us on vocal later on in the program.
And then you have, of course, tambura, which is the drone.
We have Poonam Panesar on the tanpura, which is the drone. Exactly.
And then you have a really interesting-looking instrument, which looks like, it looks like a sitar, but you bow it, and then it has some sort of metal funnel coming out of it. What on earth is that? He's showing it to the audience.
Yes, we have Kirpal Panesar, who is playing a very special instrument called the Tar Shenai. And this instrument is incredibly unique because it's actually a Dilruba Esraj with a horn on it, which creates this nasal sound, and it gives a very vocal effect.
Wonderful. So are these your ideas, Rupa, to put together? I mean, I described your music as having a distinctly contemporary flavor, but this is your idea? This is your own contribution?
Yes, I mean, this is our collective effort, and the first piece that we've actually played, I would like to just acknowledge that it's a piece I used to play with a band called Setin Saba, and it's inspired by an Eastern European piece, and it happens to be in rag Basant Mukhari. So we chose that as our starting piece, and we are now going to play a piece in a rag called Jog, which has a much more mellow feel.
And the name of this piece is?
The Devotee.
Rupa Panesar!
Thank you.
Papanessa, young sitarist from Leicester, playing with her ensemble of musicians and with some very special Indian musical instruments there, live on the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD in Charlton Park, 2013, as part of a weekend of Radio 3 live coverage of this great festival of world music, which is now in its 31st year. Well, one of the treats of having our own studio truck here on site at the festival is the privilege of being able to invite special guests in. It's a small but friendly studio behind the Radio 3 stage, and I'm very happy to welcome one of the finest voices of West Africa from one of the least known but most stunning musical traditions, that of Mauritania. So here with me in the studio is Maluma. Maluma, welcome.
Thank you, Maluma.
And Maluma's brought three singers with her, Ali Ndao, Awa Sangare, and Arafat Amar, who is Maluma's brother. Maluma's also going to be playing the ardeen, which is a harp that only the women play in Mauritania. And we also have with us the writer Andy Morgan, writer and journalist Andy Morgan, who's going to be telling us about his book, Music, Culture and Conflict in Mali. Well, Mauritania is just across the border from Mali. It's been enormously affected by the political turmoil in Mali, as has the whole of Sahara. But we'll be hearing a little bit more of that in a moment. First, let's hear the sublime music of Mauritania with Maluma. And Maluma, you're going to do a song called Sultan.
Okay, thanks. سلطان جوع قيل دركاش ومن بيبيل رفاد رمى وجيل حاشم بارك عجلان باللي فيه من الخيل والرجل والحيوان رفاد لما واجيهم حاشم بارك أجلان باللي من الخيل والرجل والحيوان رفاد لما واجيهم حاشم بارك أجلان باللي من الخيل والرجل والحيوان
ما خلينا تسريح ولا كل في خيمة زين روحنا المجاريح اللي سكران ريافات روح المجاريح اللي سكران ضيافين
روحنا المجاريح
روحنا المجاريح
سكران ضيافين
في سكران ضيافين
ولا خلينا تسرير
ولا خلينا تسرير
ولا روحنا المجاري
روحنا المجاري
السكران ضيافين لا خلينا تسري
لا خلينا تسري
ولا كل في خيمة زين
روحنا المجاري
روحنا
المجاري
السكران ضيافين
سكران ضيافي
لا خلينا تسرير
لا خلينا تسرير
لا
كل بخيمة زين
روحنا المجاري
روحنا المجاري
سكران ضيافي لا خلينا تسرير
لا خلينا تسرير ولا كل بخيمة
زين
Oh, absolutely wonderful. This is Maluma from Mauritania with her, I don't know how many strings it has, but anyway, it's called the ardeen. It's a harp And she also has three singers here in this small studio, transporting us to another part of the world, a part of the world that has such incredible musical traditions, but we hear so little of this music. Maluma, please give us more of your music. What is the importance of your music in Mauritania, of this kind of music? How significant is it? What role does it play? Ali, maybe you can help us with this.
La signification de cette musique.
That music explain for me my father and my country. And when I was older with all my family and make the music with them. And when I sang, I have a dream for all things likely in my life.
Because it's Ali, it's the, you are the griots, you are the hereditary musicians.
Yes, Maluma come from a family griot. Yes, absolutely, Meida.
He said Meida.
And it's desert music. It's nomad music.
Absolutely desert music. Yeah, from the south of Mauritania.
So how important is this music in your country? Everybody loves it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody loves it. Absolutely. Yeah, it's our tradition. You know. Yeah.
And what were you singing about in Sultan? This song we just heard.
Yes,
I know. Sultan is the patrimony. The song
it's
is of patrimony.
Hereditary, it's your.
Yes, that's
your
frequent one in history for the hero.
It was a Mauritania hero.
In the hero, yes, and that's that song's old. I heard that with
you grew
father
up listening
this,
to
yes, yes, okay.
To that
and
song.
I arranged that in new arrange for that's open for the world.
It's very beautiful, Andy Morgan. Come and have a quick word with us here. I mean, you have written this book, an excellent book called Music, Culture and Conflict in Mali, which traces the situation in Mali of recent events and the role of music. But of course, it extends much further, this problem, the problem of the instability. It's extended to throughout the Sahara. And music always plays such a significant role.
Yeah, I mean, music is power in that part of the world, you know, and people have understood that since the beginning, since the time of independence. I mean, as you know so well, Lucy, Mali was built with music. The politicians of the newly independent Mali used music to forge this nation with all the biennale and all the various competitions.
The festivals
and the
so
festivals
on.
And stuff like that.
But and your book documents all of that beautifully, Andy. It goes way beyond just the music of northern Mali, because, for instance, you've got 20 chapters in the book. I was reading it last night, and I don't know what time I finally went to sleep because I was so gripped. But, you know, for instance, you've got this wonderful chapter, "When the Going Gets Tough, the Rappers Get Going." Mali's Facebook generation steps up. So tell us just briefly about the role of rappers.
Well, the thing is that the rappers, by their very nature, because rap is a foreign art form that's been imported, they're kind of slightly less encumbered in terms of speaking their mind, in terms of being activists, you know. And all over West Africa and in North Africa, I mean, people might know that during the Arab revolutions, rap played an enormously important part. In Senegal, rappers were kind of quite responsible for kind of, you know, federating the youth against kind of political corruption. And in Mali, which has been going through the darkest hour it's known since independence, the rappers have really been the ones who've just given a very direct message, you know, because in the Malian tradition, as you know, there's a lot of protest music, but there's a sort of politeness about it.
Or an innuendo, at
least.
Yes,
exactly.
You don't say things directly.
Exactly. You don't call a spade, you don't name people by name and that kind of thing. But the rappers do that, you know. And they very much represent an emerging, aspirational youth who are very familiar with Facebook and the internet and that kind of thing.
So, Maluma, we've just been hearing about rap in Mali. Mm. What your music, do young people in Mauritania listen to it?
No, all. Yes, the young scientists that like it. I have all my people, public. Yeah. It's the young. It's younger, very younger. And the middle or in age, like our music, because I every song recount one history in patrimony.
So you sing traditional songs, but you sing songs that have contemporary meaning for the youth.
Yes. In a modern way. Yeah.
In a modern way. All right. Well, we'd like to hear one more piece from you, Maluma, with your three singers. Mm. So. And it's called Dear.
Dear.
Le sens?
Yes, Dear. That's one body looking for his animals.
Ah, someone it's, looking for, because that's part of the nomadic tradition.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's hear Maluma with her song Dear.
Okay, thanks.
ديارن لو دنيا قطاش علينا وبقرنا مر ايه صبر ومعلوم تفاقي البرق يخطف ضمع المطر ايه وسرينا بالليل العتمة لذياب وشفناه كنمر ايه قطعان الدميان ولمهر تجري اليوم سبعة تزهر شاي وحد معمر ايه جات جماع حاطت بينا وتفاقي يطمزني من زر ايه ونسيت اطلا عني دير طاشن ياكي وبقرنا مر ايه وصل نسيت اني تفاقي نسيته لي قبل ذاك كبر شفنا من بعد نويرة بس تظهر مرة ومرات تبر
music of Mauritania by its greatest female voice, Maluma, live right here in our studio truck behind the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD. Thank you so much, Maluma, and Awa, Ali, and Arafat for coming and joining us. Thanks also to you, Andy Morgan, and look out for Andy's book, Music, Culture and Conflict in Mali. You're listening to me, Lucy Duran, live on Radio 3 as part of our weekend coverage of one of the most influential and longest-running world music festivals down in Charlton Park in Wiltshire on this beautiful day in the Arboretum. You may be interested to learn that Radio 4's Loose Ends was recorded earlier on this morning on the Radio 3 stage, and it featured, amongst other guests, Rupa Panesar, who we heard at the top of the programme, as well as a song by this next band that we're going to be hearing. They are from Malawi. They are the Malawi Mouse Boys, who were the last band on at the Siam tent last night. And before they went on stage, we talked to them, together with their producer, and their leader, Joseph Nekawonga, explained how they got their name and about the music that inspires them.
Especially spiritual songs is part of my life. So if I hear spiritual songs, I feel better, because in messages I get something maybe to change my life or to continue what I'm doing, so God can keep up loving my life. Yes, spiritual songs is my part of my life, sure.
The band got its name from their very occupation, which is selling boiled and roasted mice on a stick by the side of the road as a delicacy to the passing motorists. And they spend their days waving those sticks at the passing cars, and when they're not doing that, they're playing guitar by the side of the road, and they trade off. Quite a laborious task that they do, and not particularly rewarding on a financial level, but something that is very valued by many people in Malawi. It's not something that is sold everywhere. In fact, from what we were told, it's just this one stretch of road in Malawi. There are other parts of Africa where this tradition is carried on of eating mice, but in Malawi, we're told that little stretch of road, it's about 10 kilometers, is one of the only places that you can get the mice on a stick. And we saw many excited people just in the times we were there recording, you know, pulling over minivans full of people that were making the drivers stop specifically to get out and get a stick, in the same way, you know, anyone else in the world would if their favorite pizza place or their favorite hamburger place was around the corner.
It seems it's a miracle, and even my friends, they don't say anything. It's only one thing: to thank God and to thank this man for what he has done to our lives, because it's a few people who can have this opportunity to do their jobs like here, which is very, very impressive to us.
Okay, I don't want to be the Mzungo and go on here, the white guy, but they asked me to say something, and it's important. They came all this way for WOMAD. None of these gentlemen have ever been out of their country before. None of them had a passport before this. It's because of WOMAD that they're here. And their village has 200 people. So there's more people here right now than in their village. They've never been on a stage before. Before last night, they never sang with the PA before. So they want you to take this in the spirit it's meant, which is from the heart. And so that's it. Thank you very much.
Nobody. Kungo Jota, oh, zibwezi maro muli moyo iru ena lelo muli pano pagana banda uteng zibwezi muli bano ba kungujotsa
kungujotsa
a song by the Malawi Mouse Boys from their set last night at the Siam Tent. And imagine that being their first time ever on stage. Quite remarkable. Ending this afternoon's live broadcast from WOMAD 2013 in Charlton Park. More live coverage on Radio 3 tonight from 11:15 p.m. with Marianne Kennedy, Lopa Kotari and myself, featuring some more amazing music from around the world at this unique festival with both veteran musicians and new discoveries as well. You can follow what's going on here at WOMAD online via the Radio 3 website, where there's a live blog, photos and clips from yesterday. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, it's at BBC Radio 3, hashtag WOMAD13. But for now, from me, Lucy Duran, thanks for listening, and back to Broadcasting House now with David Cornett.
Thank you very much indeed, Lucy. And some of that music tonight at 11:15 from WOMAD, Mongolian throat music, rumba from Catalonia, a band from Switzerland, and country blues from Indiana. 11:15 this evening.
Well, hello there, lovely listener. D-Love here again, back to share the love for digital radio on BBC Radio 3. Tell me, can you think of anything better than listening to your favorite music on the radio? I can. Listening to your favorite music online in glorious HD sound. That's right. You could listen to the Proms online, giving your favorite music the HD treatment it deserves. Do the right thing. Share the love.
If you love radio, go digital. To listen to the Proms live in HD sound, visit the BBC Radio 3 website and click on Listen Live.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, just gone 2 o'clock, and time now for another chance to hear the second of this year's Proms Chamber Music Concerts, which took place last Monday lunchtime. It was introduced by Petroc Trelawney.
Welcome back to Cadogan Hall. Today, the Huelgas Ensemble make their Proms debut with a programme of music from 15th and 16th century Poland. Polish music, old and new, one of the features of this year's Proms season. The ensemble was formed in 1971 by the Belgian musicologist, musician and cultural historian Paul van Nevel, who is with me on stage now, ahead of what is a wonderful programme of music from Renaissance Poland and the courts of Poland. An ensemble of 10 voices this afternoon will be accompanied by violin, violone, viola da gamba, recorders, bass, crumhorn, and percussion as well. Now, Paul is very keen that the concert runs as a continuous sequence this afternoon, so before we start the music, a few words from him about the programme ahead. Poland in the 15th and 16th century was a very rich place culturally.
Yes, yes. It is. Poland happened a bit. Sorry for my bad English, but I think when I speak Flemish, you don't understand nothing.
We'll save the Flemish for later.
But Poland is the same thing as in Belgium. They passed so much foreign emperors, and the Germans were there, the Russians were there, the Latins were there. So, and the culture before that was very, very rich. But in the, during the 18th, 19th, and also the 20th century, the own culture was a bit not there. And now more than, I can say, 30 years, musically spoken, they discover again the richness there is, and in the University of Krakow, for instance, but also Warsaw, Wrocław, Danzig, all towns where there was a very, very rich culture and a lot of international musicians also.
We're hearing Polish names, Mikołaj Zieleński, Krzysztof Klabon, two of them, but also, as you say, foreign names, Johannes Wonning, Lucia Marenzio, who came from Italy.
Marenzio is a very special story. He was called by the Emperor Sigmund III to create a chapel, a music chapel, as a model, as the Italian ones. And so he hired Marenzio for 2 years, and Marenzio came with 30 Italian singers to sing there. But as you know, Italians are very expensive. And after 2 years, Sigismund has to left this idea. But these 2 years were very, very fruitful, and for the imperial court, and for Marenzio himself, who wrote a lot of pieces, three choir pieces. We will do one this night of that, for this chapel.
And give us one personal highlight from the program ahead of us.
The last one. The last one is the most gypsy piece you ever heard.
We look forward to it. Thank you very much indeed, Paul. You can follow the order of the performance online at the Proms website. The program begins with the oldest surviving setting of a Polish text, Praise to Thee, O Lord. Then another anonymous work, Praising Krakow. O city of Krakow, the unity of your inhabitants abundantly serves as your adornment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Proms. Paul van Nevel and the Welgas Ensemble.